The primary visual distinction that you're seeing in the map is not just that there's more red. The reason why you're seeing it is it's redder. And so the blue is bluer and the red is redder. Now that is a country that's cleaving. That is the concept of tribalism, and it is geographical. But the trend, and we saw this on Tuesday, is that what unfortunately is occurring is that you've got a county that goes Democratic by 52%, and now it goes Democratic by 57%. You've got a county that goes red by 54%. Now you'll get a county that goes red 60%. Now, what is underlying that? Well, there can be a lot of things. And I'm not here to give a full political speech because it relates to how we're trying cases, Harris County being a fantastic template model for understanding this and how it's going to affect us in Harris County. But this is something statewide. And I tried a brain damaged baby case in Brazos County, College Station, and they were like, bring it on. And I was like, you don't have an offer on the table. And they were like, this is the most conservative kind of urban county in the country. There are things that have to be done in that environment, and with a certain, realize that what I'm talking about here is a collective truth of your populace by majority, right? Because everybody, every individual is somewhat different. But this is what we know. So Pew tells us that in 94, 64%, I mean, that's 20 years ago. So with all due respect to those of you born in 2000, that's not that long ago. 64% of Republicans were more conservative than median Democrat. By 20 years later, 92% of identified Republicans are more conservative than the median Democrat. And I imagine that 8% is all in Vermont and New Hampshire. But that trend translates in this concept that we are seeing people get harder in their viewpoints, harder in the way they view the world. And then you cleave into these tribes or isolationism because your truth never gets challenged because you only listen to or hear the facts that are consistent with that viewpoint. And that is a function of what is now our news delivery system and social media. So if you're in a world now where only 6% of Democrats are more conservative than the average Republican, you can see that the means, which everybody keeps talking about wanting to appeal to, are being lost. Well, this is what we don't have a good understanding of, but this is where we as trial lawyers are challenged. There is absolutely no reason for you to believe or not believe in the concept of human activity causing global warming to affect your belief or non-belief in the validity or invalidity of school vouchers. And that should have no relationship to your belief of whether in the world that we live in, there is excessive force used by the police against blacks on a majority basis versus not. And that core belief really shouldn't have any effect on whether you believe that military parades down the streets of D.C. are a good idea or not. But all of these things are correlated now. Every single one of those hot topic issues are correlated now directly to party affiliation. Because the communication of whether you identify or not gives you only a single evidentiary basis of your belief on that particular topic. There was a time where a lot of Republicans completely conceded in the concept of human activity being related to global warming. That conversation has moved steadily over the past 20 years because the evidence and the facts that dispute it and give it are given in the sources of information and in the factual world, the evidence that they receive. So polarization will create, because I'll cut to something at the end. I have always said that political party affiliation tells me nothing for jury selection. I have absolutely no fear about having Republicans on a jury as a plaintiff's personal injury lawyer. I think that that has zero correlation to their ability to be a good plaintiff's personal injury jury. I think the core value of belief and enforcement of the rule of law is exactly the trial theme that I want to use. So I never in any concept have viewed the idea of identifying party affiliation as part of my jury selection process until my jury consultant says, but you can tell now, unfortunately, about other unrelated things if you know and can identify the bumper stickers on their car, what party they affiliate with. And I used to think those were BS questions as far as jury selection. But we've got an excessive use of force case in the Harris County Jail. Gentleman had a blinker out, made a lane change, got pulled over for driving while black. He got taken to jail. He had a jailer shove him. He had the audacity to stand up after being pushed down by the jailer. And he had nine of this rapid force team come in and beat the living shit out of him in jail for being literally in jail for making a lane change without a blinker.